Now, last week, police in Arlington, Massachusetts seized a large amount of weapons and ammunition and suspended the gun license of a local comic book dealer, Travis Corcoran. It happened after Corcoran wrote a blog post in the wake of the shootings in Tucson, Arizona, that was titled, "One Down, 534 to Go." Now, the post has since been removed, but Corcoran wrote, "It is absolutely unacceptable to shoot indiscriminately, target only politicians and their staff, and leave regular citizens alone." Now, Corcoran currently is not facing any charges, but police told reporters that they certainly take this as a credible threat. But what we're really here to focus on today is the reporting of this story. Alex Seitzwald, the blogger for Think Progress, wrote about the story, mentioning that Corcoran calls himself an anarcho-capitalist, but that he also appears to hold views similar to those of many in the anti-government libertarian wing of the conservative movement. He mentioned something that Corcoran retweeted about Rand Paul, how Rand Paul is better on civil liberties than most Democratic senators, even Obama. And it turns out, Radley Balco, one of our frequent guests, had originally written that tweet, then questioned what purpose it served in Seitzwald's article. So we have both gentlemen on the show tonight to talk about political rhetoric and the way it's reported, and whether there is a conventional anti-government philosophy. Joining me to discuss it is Alex Seitzwald, reporter and blogger for thinkprogress.org. And from Nashville, we have Radley Balco, senior editor at Reason Magazine and Reason.com. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining me. Now, the whole personal thing between the two of you, really, we're just using it as a catalyst for a larger discussion. But in that sense, you know, you're writing about this story from Think Progress, and you are describing this man who, you know, obviously wrote a very incriminating and stupid blog that I don't think anybody out there would support about one down in, you know, how many more hundred to go. But why is it then that you decided to mention a tweet about Senator Rand Paul and his record on civil liberties? What did it have to do with the story?
Yeah, well, he describes himself as an anarcho-capitalist. He repeatedly in his Twitter feed says he's not a right-winger, he's an anarcho-capitalist. That term meant nothing to me, as I don't think it means to most people. So I Googled it, as most people would, and I learned a little bit about anarcho-capitalism. I found a book called The Encyclopedia of Libertarianism, and in it was an entry titled Anarcho-Capitalism. I looked through the rest of the Twitter feed, and Rand Paul was the only politician mentioned, at least as I saw, on the Twitter feed. And it seems totally reasonable that if you're trying to understand somebody's political beliefs, as this guy was clearly motivated by political aims, you want to see what politicians they support. That's, I think, a totally reasonable way to understand what this guy was thinking, or what his political beliefs are, not what he was thinking in this specific thing. But I'm not trying to connect Rand Paul in any way or hold him responsible for this guy who's clearly crazy and far outside the mainstream. I'm simply trying to understand where this guy's political beliefs come from, because I think it's important that if any movement has fringe elements in it, but I think it's important for the center of those movements, the mainstream of those movements, to police their fringe and to keep their ranks in order.
Now, Radley, let's bring you into this. I'm assuming you consider yourself a libertarian. And so I want to know, you know, according to you, is there a difference between are all libertarians the same? Are there these fringes? I mean, what is an anarcho-capitalist? And do you feel like, you know, you're connected to them in some way?
Well, I mean, I think there are fringe elements of any political philosophy or any political ideology. My objection to what Alex wrote was, and the right does this as much as the left, but I think there is, any time something like this hits the headline in the news, there's this rush on both sides to basically to try to tie the person to their political opponents. And, you know, my objection to Alex, you know, if you went into this guy, Corcoran's Twitter feed, he had about a dozen tweets right in a row where he basically lays out his philosophy, and actually lays out his philosophy on political violence, on when he thinks it's acceptable. And he actually talks about, like, Catholic just war doctrine. And so if Alex is really interested in getting into this guy's head, those tweets really laid out his philosophy. Instead, he went 9 months into this guy's tweets to find this post about civil liberties, of all things, which I would think Alex and I probably agree, because it mentioned this mainstream, or not mainstream, or however you want to describe it, that mentioned this senatorial candidate at the time, now senator from Kentucky. This is really what I think the problem, I think particularly in the wake of Tucson, there is this rush on both sides. You know, anytime somebody does something remotely violent, there's a rush on both sides to sort of link them to the other side. And I think it's really damaging to the political discourse.
I'm just wondering, you know, today it's so easy to go back through, like you were just saying, 9 months of tweets. You could say, you know, 2 years of Facebook messages and something that someone may have linked. You know, is it becoming too easy for us to start putting blame on people, start making connections that perhaps don't really exist because there's so much social media out there, because we put ourselves out there so much and just saying that we like something or, you know, putting up a link that we may support or may not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think there are wonderful things about the internet and having our life on there. And as a reporter, there's a lot of benefit to that because I can find out a lot about this random guy that I would have no other way of knowing about 10, 15, 20 years ago. I do think there is a danger in jumping to conclusions, and I tried to draw a fine line. I said that he seems to hold some views similar to libertarians. I was by no means trying to implicate all libertarians in this action.
It's what everybody does these days, right? I mean, we're all guilty of it at some point or another, is that you want to pick out some statement that somebody made in order to make your point. I think that it really, you know, brings up a good question for a lot of journalists out there, a lot of writers out there, is how do you decide to describe somebody when you have so much information, so many quotes at your disposal, and how do you, you know, pick, I guess, the ones that perhaps support your argument or try to make it, you know, an even fair assessment of the person?
But I think I would dispute the premise. I mean, I don't look to tie people to my political opponents when something like this happens. I mean, during the Bush administration, we defended the anti-war protesters who were sort of labeled as being extremist and fringe elements. We defend the Tea Parties who get hit from the other side as being extremists or fringe elements. My real concern here is that when you start talking about this, about political rhetoric that leads to violence, what is basically just speech that leads to violence, what you do is you sort of give politicians an excuse to start legislating. And again, we saw this after Tucson. We saw a bill that wanted to sort of ban the use of crosshairs and other sort of gun terminology in political campaigns. My concern is really about sort of, I mean, you know, Alex calling something libertarian or not or whatever, you know, that's obviously not censorship. But what it does do is it sort of shunts sort of mainstream, or what I think are mainstream, or legitimate debate points or legitimate positions, and sort of shunts them to the fringe and makes them sort of unacceptable in political and civil discourse. And I think that's, I find that problematic. And Alex isn't the only one. I mean, like I said, this happens on the right. You know, they tried to tie people to the environmentalist movement, or there was this whole thing with Obama being, you know, connected to 60s radicals and 60s terrorists. And I thought and wrote that that was all crap at the time, too. But I think we need to sort of, do away with this sort of tendency to try to link everyone to the most extreme views that we can find.
Yeah, no, I'm with you there, Bradley. I think you misunderstood. I was just saying that everything is out there. There's so much that you can pick on, and anything you may have said at any point later can be used against you. That's the world, you know, that we live in today. But definitely, do you think that people, you know, start making those links, you know, too quickly, that it's kind of dangerous these days in the wake of these types of tragedies?
Absolutely, and I think Bradley is absolutely right, and I agree with almost everything that he just said. And for example, in the wake of the Gifford shooting, I think the focus turned way too quickly to Sarah Palin, who just seems to become the focus of any news story that may have nothing to do with her. I mean, she made a map with targets on it. Perhaps it wasn't the smartest thing in the world, but there's no connection between her and Jared Lautner. However, that said, I think it is, when there are cases when somebody was clearly motivated by a political belief, and I'm not sure that that was the case with this Travis Corcoran, I think we should be able to connect those people, or at least point out their beliefs, so that leaders in whatever movement these people say they belong to can condemn those beliefs. The same way we point out that Al-Qaeda is a form of radical Islam, so that mainstream Muslims can condemn that kind of violence.
All right, gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining me. I'm sorry that we're out of time. I appreciate both of you chiming in here.